Second book of Bhagavad Gita, text, mission of text, Nakoha Bhaya to love, vow Ishta. Two people are in a house, a husband and a wife, and the house fell in, killing them both. And we do not know who died first, whether the wife died first or the husband died first. The difference would be if the wife died first and she had property, the husband would inherit the property, as a husband inherits the property of the wife. But if the wife died before her husband, then although the wife would not inherit the property of her husband, as his property would go to his children, not to his wife, but he would not inherit her property since he died first. Instead, if she did not have children from this husband, she had children instead from her previous husband, her property would go to her children from the previous husband. They would be the Yorshe Ha'isha. Yorshe Haba Omrim Ha'isha Mesa Rishona Va'achaka Mesa Ba. The Yorshim of the husband, the children that he had from a different wife, claim that the wife died first, and only after that the husband died. Therefore, since the husband was alive at the time of his wife's death, he inherited her property, and then when he died, his children inherit all the property. Yorshe Ha'isha Omrim Haba Mes Rishon Va'achakach Mesa Ha'isha. The Yorshim of the Isha, the children that she had from a different husband, claim that the husband died first, and only after that the wife died. So therefore, even though the wife would not have a claim on the Yerusha of her husband, but the husband also would not inherit the Yerusha of his wife. Instead, the children that she had from a different marriage would inherit her property. Beishami Oimrim Yachloku. Beishami says the property of the Isha would be divided among the Yorshe Ha'isha, the children from a different marriage, and the Yorshe Ha'bal, the children that this husband had from a different wife. And since we do not know who died first, the din is Yachloku. Ubeitil Oimrim Chasim Bechetkasim. Beitil says the property of the Isha remains by the Muksim. Now the property that he is referring to over here is the Nichsei Tzom Barzal. Nichsei Tzom Barzal is the dowry that is brought into the marriage by the Isha, and it goes to the husband, but the value of the dowry is written into the Ksuba, and upon the death of the husband or divorce, he would have to give the value of the dowry to the Isha. Now Beis Hillel does not say who is considered Muksuk on this Nichsei Tzom Barzal, so therefore the din would be Yachloku, since we do not know who is Muksuk. Ksuba Bechetkas Yorshe Haba. The ksuba that would have been due the Isha if we knew that the husband died first, the Yorshe Haba are considered muksik on it. They have possession of it, and therefore they can hold on to the ksuba. They would not be mechuyev to give the value of the ksuba to the Yorshe Ha'isha. Nechasim ha-nechnasim b'hayotzim ima b'chetkas Yorshe Ha'av. The property that go into the marriage with her and out of the marriage with her, this is referring to the Nechsei Malok property that belongs to the Isha, that was not brought in as a dowry. She retains the rights to the property, just the husband has the right to use the property and eat the produce of the property while they are married. This is called Nichsei Malok, and the Yorshe Ha'av, this actually means the Yorshe Ha'isha. The Yorshe Ha'isha would be considered Muksik on the Nichsei Malok. They have the right to it, and they can keep the Nichsei Malok. A son is together with his mother in a house, and the house falls in, killing them both. And we don't know if the son died first or if the mother died first. If the mother died first, and the son was still alive at the time of the mother's death, since the mother's husband in this case is no longer alive, and she has no other sons, then the son, who was still alive at the time of the death, would inherit her property, and once he died, his yorshim, his relatives from his father's side would inherit the property that originally belonged to the mother. But if the son died first, and he was no longer alive at the time of the mother's death, so since she had no other sons, and this son also had no other children, then her relatives from her family would inherit her property. Elu ve'elu modim shiachloku. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who argued in the previous mission in a case where a husband and a wife were in a house that fell in, killing them both, that Beis Shammai said over there, Yachloku, and Beis Hillel said the property remains in the hands of the Muksuk, that Beis Hillel differentiates between Nichsei Malok and the Ksuba. In this case, Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that we would say Yachloku, as in this case, neither the Yorshim from the Ben's side or the Yorshim from the mother's side are considered Muksuk, so therefore they would agree that we would say here Yachloku. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Moda Ani Bezeh, Sha'anechasim Bechetkasim. Rabbi Akiva says, I admit over here that just like Beis Hillel said in the previous Mishnah, that the property remains in the hands of the Muksuk, so too the Muksuk would be able to hold on to the property over here. As Rabbi Akiva holds, that Beis Hillel holds over here also that the Muksuk keeps the property, and the Muksuk would be the Yorshim of the Isha, not the Yorshim of the Ben, since the Isha had the property in her possession at the time of the death. Her Yorshim are considered Muksuk, and they would keep the property, not the Yorshim of Ben. Amar lo ben Aze, ben Aze says to Rabbi Akiva, ala chalukim anu mitstarim. We are pained by the fact that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued in the previous Mishnah. We would prefer that they would come to an agreement. Ela shabasa lachlok aleinu with hashavim. Now you're coming to make a machlokes out of something that really Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. We prefer that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree. So therefore, Ben Azai wants to say that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai over here that the din would be achlokes.